A new adventure in Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday, January 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate running for the 106th State House District. Todd Smallenberg's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you there, brother. How are you today?
We're doing good, good, good. And wanting to check in on your health. How is that spinal cord stimulator healing up for you?
Good. They took it out for the test. They took it out on Wednesday for me, but it was a good test. It worked out for me. So now I go back next month to see the neurosurgeon to plan for the internal fixator to be implanted.
Okay, very good, good, good. So the test proved to be successful.
It did.
Excellent. Good news. How did it feel after all these years, Todd, of experiencing this pain and this numbness and these sensations? How did that impact you? How did it basically change, you know, how you felt and how you felt with the pain?
Well, waking up in the morning and not feeling like you have a vice on your lower back and the throbbing and the burning sensation and everything, and now waking up and not going through that, having minimal pain throughout the day when I'm just doing normal things around the house. It's kind of refreshing.
Excellent, excellent. Good news, good news. Well, we've been praying for you. I know a lot of people texted me and said we're praying for Todd to get this thing to be working for him, and glad to hear it. Good news. Hey, I wanted to let you know, I spoke with the chairman of the Presque County Republican Party. I'm going to be speaking at their event, their monthly meeting, I should say, this coming Thursday, January 18th, over at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Roger City, 6 p.m. And we have a plan from Stand Up Michigan that I drove through the snowstorm and got down there to the Grand Rapids and participated with the Kent County chapter of Stand Up Michigan. And I've been tasked with the responsibility of communicating with the county parties, 83 county parties in the state of Michigan. And what they've done, Stand Up Michigan, Tammy Clark, Vice President, Ron Armstrong, the president, behind the scenes for over a year, they've been working with outside groups outside of Michigan. Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers, Heritage Foundation, Charlie Kirk's PAC, all these donors, people from all over the country. And what they want the individual county parties to do, Todd, is they want them to vet the candidates via a vetting committee. They want them to put together a vetting committee right away, start vetting the candidates, and then come up with their county's choice for who they would like to see get elected on their ballot. Who is the candidates that are going to be on their ballot for this year's November election, maybe even the August primary ahead of time? They are going to fund through these networks of organizations from all over the country. They're going to be bringing money in for the August primary, the November general, to support the candidates chosen by each county party. And in talking with Bob Britsky for Presque Isle, he's going to allow me to speak on Thursday there at the Lighthouse Restaurant. And one of the things that Bob mentioned is they already have planned their Reagan Day dinner. I believe it's May 11th in Posen. And he said, Randy, I think that needs to be a debate between Todd Smallenberg and State Representative Cam Cavett. And I said, okay, that sounds like a great idea. It's going to be a big venue, 600-700 people there. I said, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. Has Bob or anybody yet reached out to you? This is something we just talked about this week. Has he had an opportunity to speak with you about it yet?
No, I haven't heard from Bob yet.
Okay, very good. So we'll get make sure he hooks up. Are you able to attend that meeting on Thursday there in Rogers City?
Yeah, I most definitely am. I will be there at 6 p.m.
Okay, very good, 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 good. So if State Representative Cam Cavett hadn't heard about that yet, now he's been given constructive notice on the radio, and I know he's listening, so greatly appreciate him doing that. So wanted to get to you, Todd, because of what you've been dealing with your health. Then we had the holidays and Christmas and New Year's and all that. We're basically right back at it. The campaign is in full swing. You're ready to go. Let me ask you a couple questions. I got one person already texting me. They wanted your campaign website. They wanted to check out your issues and take a look at your campaign website. What is that?
That is electsmallenberg.com. And Smallenberg is spelled S-M-A-L-E-N-B-E-R-G.
ElectSmallenberg, all one word, .com.
Correct.
Okay, Tony, so there you go. Got you that information. I'll text it to your phone as well. And one other thing, Todd, it's kind of interesting. Your perspective on this split House right now, we basically have gridlock going on. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, came out yesterday and made a public statement that there's not going to be any power sharing. They're not going to share power between Joe Tate, the current Democrat speaker, and the minority Republican representative, Matt Hall. They want to wait until these special elections take place in Warren and Westland and to see if the Democrats, in fact, win those two seats back before they go back to, you know, normal order of business, is the way she worded it in her press release. Where do you stand on this situation we've got going on in Lansing right now? How can, in your perspective, from your point of view, how can the Republicans stand up to this governor, stand up to this speaker heading into this upcoming budget, especially focusing on the budget that they have to start working on now that they're gaveled back in the session? What do you think the Republicans and the state representative from the 106th should be doing?
If they would collectively.
Todd, could you get a little closer to your mic? We lost you.
I'm sorry.
If
they would collectively, all of them collectively, go to the speaker and demand that and use social media and use the media to put pressure on them as one, not fractured, but as one, they'd gain more traction to try to work that out. But we're in such disarray, like you said, that we can't unify and have one message and propose things. And that's the sad part, you know, that you've got ones that don't want to, you got others that, you know, refuse to, and you got others that, you know, will bend at the knee at all times and do the bidding of whatever the speaker says. And instead of them being unified and speaking with one voice, they can't do that. But that would go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other component to that is, like you say, you know, you got Matt Hall wanting to work with the Democrats. Then you have others that don't want to have anything to do with the Democrats. And then, you know, the ones that do really want to stand strong, they're kind of in the middle, standing there like, okay, which side should we try to caucus with within their own caucus is basically exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, exactly. And there's, you know, someone's got to lead. And, you know, who is it? You don't hear Matt Hall, you know, speaking collectively about this. You don't see him using the media, social media. I mean, just because you're anointed as the minority speaker, that does not mean that you're a leader. They need a leader up there to unify them and have one voice and, you know, and pull them together and understand the ramifications of inaction. And so that's what they're lacking right now. You don't hear anything coming out of Lansing from the minority side. You just, you know, and don't get me wrong, the mainstream media, as they call themselves,
yeah,
the propaganda machine, you know, they won't carry a message, but there's ways to carry messages out there, and you don't see that. There's no one single voice coming from the minority, from the Republican side, that people can go to and find out the facts, what's going on, who do they need to call, what do they need to do to apply the pressure. There's no unification whatsoever out of the Republican Party. It's just like the MIGOP right now.
Right.
You know, we're in such disarray that it's throughout the state, and it feeds into the narrative that, you know, we're a bunch of right-wing conspiracy nuts that don't believe in the election and everything else. And the media portrays that, and that message goes around because there's no messaging coming out of anyone saying, this is who we are, this is what we stand for, this is what we're going to fight for, put us back in power, and these are the things we're going to do. No one's doing that.
Right. Well, like I said, I drove through a snowstorm to get down to the meeting there with Stand Up Michigan, and I got to tell you, the plan of 2024 that Stand Up Michigan has come up with, I'm excited. This is exactly what I've been talking about. We have to do this county by county. Individual county parties have to raise money, have to be able to fund and help the candidates that they want to get elected. And that's why I'm so excited about Thursday and presenting this information to the group, because I think it's going to help candidates like you and many others to help get the funding and get the teams organized ahead of time, long before, you know, the August primary, and to be able to be hopefully successful. Their mission statement: win the elections of 2024, period. That's the entire mission statement of what they put out for the plan. So I'm excited and looking forward to sharing that with you guys. One last point. I had two people ask me if they could call you directly to see if they could have you over. They'd like to host you with some friends and neighbors and do little cocktail get-togethers with you, if that's possible. Do you mind giving out your phone number slowly so people can write it down? Do you mind sharing that with the folks if they want to contact you directly?
No, I don't mind sharing that at all. Yeah,
go ahead.
Give me a call. The area code is 928-785-6901 is my personal cell.
Okay. And where does that area code come from?
That was when I was stationed out in Yuma Proving Grounds at the Military Free Fall School. I've had that cell now for 25 plus years.
All right. 928-785-6901. If you want me to text it to you, just send me a text and I'll send you a clickable link. Todd, thank you so much, brother. Continue to heal up.
I appreciate it, brother. I hope you have a blessed weekend, and everyone be safe out there with this.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Want to remind you, time is running out. It'll be a week from tomorrow. January 20th is the deadline to register for the upcoming class, Crash Course, Robert's Rules of Order, and the Michigan State Constitution. Mackinac County Republican Party hosting us there. One of the things that I would like you guys to know about this training, this is absolutely a crash course. This is the nuts and bolts. This is the introduction. You'll have the book, you'll have the reference guide, and you'll have the Michigan State Constitution. You will be educated on it. You will absolutely know everything to be able to go to meetings. Public meetings of any kind, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's a school board meeting, a county commissioner's meeting, city council, even your own Republican Party meetings. They should be ran with Robert's Rules of Order. And if the chairman's not doing it right, you need to call him out on it. It's going to be Saturday, February 3rd. The doors are going to open at 9:30, Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace, 275 Marquette Street. Text me CLASS, 231-360-5140. Text me CLASS. I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read the post. Follow the instructions. The cost is a donation of $49. That'll include the book, the guide, and your copy of the state constitution. And you will be educated on all of it. I teach the class as being the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit. And I do it in a way so that you understand that you are Republicans in the state house. As Todd Smallenberg spoke, not having a unified voice, not being allowed to talk, not allowed to say 60 words. They actually have a list of 60 words the Republicans cannot say on the House floor. Not allowed to get any of their amendments passed in the Democrat bills, basically showing you exactly where they violated the Michigan State Constitution, but didn't care. Why? Because they had the majority. Two House seats, majority 56-54 in the House, two-seat majority in the Senate, 20-18, and basically just rammed things through. This is what you do when you have the power, when you have the majority. You get your legislative agenda lined up, ready to go, and you ram it through. And I'm going to teach you how they did it. So if you want the inside information, you want to understand legislatively how they were able to accomplish what they did, you need to come to this class. Saturday, February 3rd, St. Ignace. Again, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website. It's a clickable link, acconservatives.org. Now, if you have an iPhone, Apple iPhone, registration is not compatible on an Apple iPhone. You have to use a computer. But you can get the information, you can get the address, and then use a computer. The class early registration to get the books, the guide, everything purchased for you guys is coming up a week from tomorrow. So if you get paid this weekend, you should do the registration as soon as possible. Don't wait until next weekend. Try to get it done this week. Again, the cost is $49. It gives you the book, the guide, the state constitution, and all the information. You need to bring a pen and a pair of reading glasses if you need them. This will be fast moving. We will be able to take some time to take questions, what if scenarios, explaining the process to you. If you're a county chair for any party, if you're going to be running for office this year other than precinct delegate, maybe county commissioner, school board member, whatever, you need to come to this training. I personally guarantee that you will learn a lot and be totally prepared to be a good public servant. So again, text me class, and I'll text you back the information. We got a history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Rusty Chatfield, and a couple of interviews in the third hour. Greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, thank you for all the happy birthday wishes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. History lesson in the next second hour. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country.